Seal Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present the Seal Test Village Store, starring Jack Carson with Eve Arden and Dave Willock, Frank Duvall and his orchestra, the Starlighters, tonight's guest singer, Marion Morgan, and yours truly, Hi Everback. And here he is, Warner Brothers' young star and Milwaukee's favorite son, Jack Carson.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Hi Everback. You know, Eve, I almost didn't get into the studio tonight. All those hundreds and hundreds of autograph hunters outside.
Oh, Jack, stop pretending. Those kids were all waiting for Al Jolson.
Is that so? You saw me tonight. Every one of those kids asked me to sign their books.
I know, but don't you think you carried it a little far, putting on bird cork and walking in on one knee?
I only did that for a laugh. Hello there, Eve.
Oh, good evening, Hi.
Hello, Jack.
Jack, I said hello.
Oh, go rustle your underwear.
Eve, what's the matter with him?
Oh, we're going to do the home life of Al Jolson tonight, and he thinks you might want to be the star.
Well, now that you mention it, I can do a wonderful impersonation of Jolson.
Mommy, mommy, the sunshine, gee. No, just sunshine, west. No, hi. Everback.
I've changed my mind. We're not going to do a sketch about Jules.
Oh. Well, no matter who you do the sketch about, I'm sure I can fill the part.
Oh, you are, eh?
Yes. What are you going to do next week?
The Life of Betty Grable. Kick that around a while, bub. Anyway, Betty Grable will be here next week in person.
Oh, it'll be swell having Betty with us. She's such a talented gal.
Yes, yes, she's lovely, and she's got such a wonderful figure for a singer. All sharps and no flats. I liked it myself, I don't know. Eve, you get everything ready for the Jolson sketch, because I got to be going now.
Where?
Where else? To the Seal Test Village store.
Mr. Carson.
Hello, Dave. How are things going?
Oh, swell. You know, I'm beginning to like Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah, I took one of those sightseeing tours where you see the homes of the movie stars.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah. You know, the bus went right by Clark Gable's estate.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw Gary Cooper's Thousand Acre Ranch and Tyrone Power's big mansion in Beverly Hills.
Well, now, isn't that nice? Did you go by my house?
Well, I asked the driver to, but he said the bus was too wide to go through that alley.
I don't live in that alley anymore. I'm high class now. I live in a suite in the back end of a Buick.
Hey, you know, Mr. Carson, you know what else I saw on the tour?
Huh?
Harry James and his wife, Betty Grable.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Isn't that something? What a figure. What lovely blue eyes. And what a pair of lips.
Well, he has to have lips like that to play a trumpet.
Why do you always leave your brain in your other suit?
Oh, here comes Dr. Bunsen. Would you mind waiting on him? He gives me the creeps. I think he's a little screwy.
You know, I do wish you wouldn't keep saying that Dr. Bunsen is off his nuts. It's just that he spends so much time over at the university that he's a little hazy about things.
Well, I think one of his pistons is slapping. You know, last week he bought a waffle iron, and then yesterday he brought it back again.
He bought the waffle iron last week, and he brought it back yesterday? Why did he bring back the waffle iron?
Well, he said he ironed a waffle for 3 hours, and it still had wrinkles.
Well, I'll go talk to him. Hello there, Dr. Bunsen.
Oh, good diddly day, Mr. Carson.
Good diddly day?
A Merry Christmas to you.
I think you've got your holidays mixed up. Tomorrow night is Halloween.
I don't believe I'm familiar with that holiday.
Well, you should be. Halloween is the night when everybody goes out for a frolic. They upset garbage cans, paint on windows, and put on horrible masks to scare people.
I do that every night.
Yes, I see. Well, tell me, Doctor. I say, I don't. What have you been doing, Doctor? You look tired.
Well, I am. I think it's because I've been working. Too hard?
Well, maybe you'd better take a rest.
Yes. I spent several hours today visiting my patients at the rest home. Mm-hmm. I have one poor fellow who thinks he's a rabbit. He keeps hopping up and down.
thinks he's a rabbit?
Yes, and I humored him. I kept hopping up and down with him. Of course, I could hop much higher than he could.
You could, eh?
Yes. I'm a kangaroo.
I always thought there was a patch pocket on your coat. That's a slow one, but it's cute.
Well, I've got to be going, Mr. Carson. If you ever feel unhappy, always remember the words of famous people in history.
Yes?
As Benedict Arnold, the spy, said when they put him in front of the firing squad, keep your eye on the red bullseye.
Thank you, folks. And from the Village Store, we turn to the Starlighters and Frank Duvall's orchestra, who will join me, and there'll be some changes made. For there's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way that I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. Changes made.
For there's a change in the weather.
There's a change in the sea.
So from now on, you'll be taking notice of a change in me.
My walk will be different, my talk and my name.
Nothing about me, nothing's gonna be the same.
I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way that I strut my stuff.
Nobody wants you when you're old and gray.
There'll be some changes made today.
There'll be a change.
There'll be some changes made.
The title of that song was There'll Be Some Changes Made, dedicated to Frank Duvall's toupee.
We'll get back to Jack and his seal test gang in a moment. But first, here's some good news for you lovers of fine cheese. Do you like natural cheese, especially a rich, mellow cheddar? Well, then here's news to make your mouth water. Now you can get a natural cheddar cheese with uniform flavor and texture and made from pasteurized milk. It's called K-Brand Natural. That's K-A-Y, K-Brand Natural. It gives you the special mellow goodness and texture of natural golden cheddar, yet it's made from milk pasteurized as carefully as the milk your children drink. Yes, in K-Brand Natural, every drop of milk is wholesome, pasteurized milk. And Kraft ages this cheese in a totally different way, too. Each big 10-pound bar of it cures in its own sanitary transparent wrapper. And it comes to your dealer with all its golden goodness still protected by this thick-and-span wrapper. Tomorrow, when you shop, look for that big golden bar. Be sure you see the words K-Brand Natural, K-Brand Natural, all down the top and sides. Buy a good-sized portion for your family's going to love K-Brand cheddar for sandwiches on the cheese tray with pie for midnight snacks. Get some tomorrow. Ask for K-Brand. It's Kraft's wonderful new natural cheddar made of pasteurized milk.
Now, folks.
Oh, Jack.
Yes, here?
About the sketch we're doing tonight, don't you think you're a little overly ambitious trying to play the part of Al Jolson?
Why?
Well, do you realize that Al Jolson is the biggest thing in the entertainment world today? Look at all the fans he's got.
Well, I got plenty of fans, too.
Name one.
Well, there's, well, there's the North Hollywood Women's Sewing Gin Rummy, and we don't really care for Carson, but anything is better than Dennis Morgan Club. So don't you worry about my followers, even. Don't worry about me doing Jolson. Nobody could possibly object.
Well, how about Warner Brothers? They might not like your doing something like this.
Oh, now, look, Eve, I'm only under contract to them for movies, not for radio. Besides, I'm in very strong with both of the brothers.
That's because you shine their shoes every morning.
I don't do any such thing. I'll get it.
Hello, Carson. This is one of the Warner Brothers.
Oh, yes, yes. Which one are you?
The one with the brown shoe.
Oh, that one.
Hey, Carson, are you very busy right now? I'd like you to come over here.
Clear out to the studio? Why?
The laces have come untied again.
It's such a long trip, Mr. Warner. I know this is asking a lot, but couldn't you bend over and tie them yourself?
What did you say?
I'll send my mother. I mean, my brother. I mean, I'm all mixed up, Mr. Warner.
Oh, by the way, Carson, I heard you say on your program that you're doing Jolson tonight.
Yes, yes. What about it, Mr. Warner?
Well, don't do anything to make a fool of yourself. Remember, Warner Brothers have a big investment in you. Counting your salary for the last 3 years, we've already laid out $24.36.
I'll remember, Mr. Warner. Goodbye.
Oh, that was really telling him, Jack.
Well, I don't take anything from him. Believe me, you can just push me so far.
Yeah, then you fall over.
Well, I won't worry about it now. Now, I'll probably do one of Jolson's songs in the sketch, so Frank Duvall had better get the music ready. Oh, Duvall?
I don't see why I never get to sing on this program.
Now, look, Duvall, let's not start that again, shall we?
I can sing like Sophie Tucker. I'm the last of the ball-headed poppers.
Well, let's hope so. Listen, Duvall, I'm having enough trouble. I'm having enough trouble with Ty Averback. Now, you're supposed to lead the orchestra here. You're not supposed to do any talking.
See, he doesn't want me to say anything. He's afraid girls will find out that I've got a bubbling personality.
Why don't you just bubble right back to the bandstand?
I better meet a girl pretty quick. I'm 34 and I still got my maiden name.
Well, I don't think anybody is interested in that.
He's not interested, but I'm lonesome. I need someone to mother me.
All right. Okay, so you need somebody to mother.
I want a mother like Rita Hayworth. A pretty girl who'll run her fingers through my hair. While I'm away at rehearsal.
Yes. Well, thank you and good night, Frank Duvall. Look, if you don't get back in the stand, I won't read Dick Tracy to you. You'll never know what Mumbles is saying. Yeah, that did it.
Jack, there's a fellow outside waiting to see you. He says he's from Warner Brothers.
Oh. Oh, is it one of the Warner Brothers?
I don't think so. He's barefooted.
I'll open the door and let him in.
Are you Jack Carson?
Yes.
You're imitating Al Jolson tonight?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Warner, send me over to coach you. I'm a singing instructor!
What did you say?
What did you...
Think I saw!
Eve, how about this guy?
He sounds like he was frightened by the Andrews sisters. One at a time.
Look, Mr. What's-your-name, I don't need a vocal coach.
Oh, yes, you do. If you refuse to take a lesson, you know what Mr. Warner will do.
What will he do?
He said he'd take away your shoe polish and you won't make any extra money!
Oh, this is just...
silly!
I didn't think I'd make it.
I think you better take the lesson, huh?
Yeah, well, wait a minute, mister. What are your qualifications? I mean, whom did you ever teach to sing?
Kate Smith. Just to name a few.
Well, Okay, I'm ready for the lesson. Where do we start?
With the low tones. The low tones are the most important ones of all.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's start with the low tone.
Very well. Here's the exercise. Your tone should be so low that they will sound like that.
Jack, this guy has a good voice, but a terrible sense of direction.
I heard the same noise once when my baby brother stuck his nose in the light switch. Look, you go back and tell Mr. Warner that I haven't got time to take a lesson. Maybe next week.
Very well.
Give me a hold, Mr. Warner.
What a character. And folks, speaking of singing, we have a charming young lady with us this evening who really knows how to get with it. She's the featured vocalist with the noted Harry James Orchestra, Marion Morgan. Her song, Near You.
There's just one place for me near you. It's like heaven to be near you. When we're apart, I can't face my heart. Say you'll never stray more than just two lips away. If my hours could be spent near you, I'd be more near you. Make my life worthwhile by telling me that I'll spend the rest of my day near you.
Thank you, Marion Morgan. That was really great. And now here's a chap from your own community that I'd like you to meet.
Thank you, Jack. This is Frank Barton with a word for the homemakers. Saturday afternoon, when your family comes trooping home from the football game, set out crackers and thick golden wedges of Kraft's new cheese, K-Brand Natural. K-Brand, K-A-Y, K-Brand has the mellow goodness of natural cheese, but it's made from pasteurized milk. Kraft cures this cheese differently, too. Natural cheddar usually ages in cheesecloth and forms a rind. But K-Brand Natural ages in the same spick-and-span wrapper you see in your dealer's case. And it has no rind. For sandwiches and your cheese tray, as a midnight snack, or to eat with your pie, here's really wonderful cheese. Look for the big 10-pound bar at your dealer's. Have him cut as much as you wish. But be sure you see the words K-Brand Natural all down the side and top. Get K-Brand cheese tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, from time to time we've taken you behind the scenes to show you the home life of an average American. We'd like to do something a little different tonight. We're going to show you the home life of a guy who started out as an average American but turned out to be Al Jolson.
Oh, Parkins.
What is it, Mrs. Jolson?
You haven't been working here long, Parkins, and there are a few things you should know about Mr. Jolson. For instance, he's very optimistic.
Optimistic?
Yes, he always looks on the bright side of things. When it's raining, he won't admit it. He walks right out into the rain and says, "It isn't raining rain, you know. It's raining violet."
He does?
Yes. Last year we had a thunderstorm, and it took two firemen to pump the violets out of him.
I've noticed he's a bit odd. Where is he now?
He's out planting his garden.
What's he planting?
The same thing as last year. Crosby Records.
Doesn't Mr. Jolson like Mr. Crosby?
Well, he's just a teeny bit jealous of him because Bing isn't quite as old as Mr. Jolson.
Incidentally, just how old is Mr. Jolson?
Well, nobody knows. His birth certificate was destroyed when Rome burned.
Oh. Well, I've prepared a tray of hors d'oeuvres here, ma'am. Would you care for a potato chip?
Not right now, thank you, Parkins. I think I hear Mr. Jolson coming.
Look who's home, honey. It's your little jolly boy. Come on, come to my arms, baby.
Hello, Al, darling.
Oh, honey, you're my little bunch of sweetness, my sugar plum, my candy pie, and my chocolate-covered bonbon.
Anyone care for a pickle?
Who is this here, honey?
Why, this is our new butler, Parkins.
This is the first house that's had a Parkins. Parkins, I'm mighty glad to know you. And you can just call me Julie.
It's a deal, and you can just call me Parkins. Yes,
wait a minute. Back, you're supposed to be the butler. I'm doing Jolson. You may go now.
Al, I haven't seen you most of the day. Where have you been?
Well, you know how it is, baby. I had to spend a few hours with my friends, poor old high school kids.
Al, I don't like you to overdo it. After all, you're not quite as young as those kids.
Who isn't? You see me with those jitterbugs. I can keep up with any of them.
Yes, Al. But you've got the only wheelchair in town with a foxtail on it.
Oh, honey. Well, was that a wheelchair? I guess I better wear my glasses. The smiling Irishman told me it was a new Studebaker. You know, honey, Lamb, we should have cut that joke out right there. It wasn't any good, honey, Lamb. No. I tell you, honey, it's good to be home.
Yes, Al, but you are home now, and you're not singing. So why are you down on one knee?
I'm a little heavy on that side. That's why I carry the batteries for my heating pan. By the way, sugar pudding. Were there any phone calls for me today?
Well, yes, the usual ones from all those bobby sockers.
Oh, I love all them little kids. Their honey bunches of sweetness. They're candy-covered bonbons. Baby, honey, child, you're not listening to Jolie.
I'm having a pickle.
Well, anyway... Hello, what's that? Some of you kids are having a ball? Well, I'd love to come. You gonna wear your bobby socks? Okay, then I'll wear mine, too. And my beanie. So long.
Who was that? Who was that?
Eddie Cantor. Last kid, he's bringing his osteopath. Any other calls today? We should have got that one out, too.
Oh, yes, Al, there was one other one from Larry Park.
Who was Larry Park?
Oh, you remember him, Jolie? He played you in the Jolson story.
Oh, sure. Wonderful boy. A little bunch of sweetness. But I don't see why they had to let him play that part.
Well, Jolie, he is a little younger than you.
Yes, but I could have done the part if the studio had given me the proper makeup.
Then why didn't you?
It took so many layers of makeup, I had to sing through a soda straw. Trouble is a bubble. Trouble's just a little bubble. That's what my mammy used to say.
Oh, that reminds me, Al. You got a letter from her today.
From my mammy?
Mm-hmm.
From my little old mammy?
Yeah.
That little honey bunch of sweetness down on that old plantation. My old mammy just sitting there in that rocking chair.
Mm-hmm.
What did she have to say?
She wants to know who you like in the fourth race at Santa Anita.
Bless my literal mammy. Well, I better start rehearsing my songs for next week's Kraft Music Hall.
Al, before you do that, I want to talk to you. Now, don't think I'm jealous, but last night you were talking in your sleep about a blonde, and I heard everything you said.
You did? Well, did I say anything about a redhead?
No.
Then you ain't heard nothing yet. No, I'm just kidding, Lammy Pie. Now, don't worry about it. Trouble is just a bubble, that's what it is. A bubble.
Al, it started to rain outside.
Baby, how many times have I told you? It isn't raining rain at all. It's raining violets. No April showers may come your way. They bring the tiny little flowers that bloom in a May. And although it's raining...
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Please don't stop me. I like that part in there. Those tiny little flowers.
Oh, Al, please, will you...
Those little bitsy flowers.
Al, for heaven's sake.
I love those tiny little flowers.
Nah. Oh, Al, be sensible. Al, there's a terrible storm starting.
Pay no attention to that. In California, it only rains orange blossoms.
Yeah, well, the orange blossoms just knocked a hole in the roof.
I don't care, honey, baby. I love it. California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Where flowers bloom in the sun. Each morning at dawn and birdies sing and everything is singing with those little birdies. How I love those little birdies. Love those tiny little flowers.
Al, the water's pouring
through
the
door. I love the tiny little petals on them tiny little flowers.
Those California floods. The water's up to the windows already.
It is?
Yes, look. The house just broke loose and we're floating away.
Which way are we floating?
North.
San Francisco, here we come. Right back where we started from. So open up that golden gate. San Francisco, here we come.
Join us again at the Seal Test Village store at this same time next week when our guest will be Betty Grable. And when you go to your food dealers tomorrow, get some Kraft Cottage Cheese. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.